This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. People in parts of western Colorado have been living under a smoky sky the last few days. The smoke is coming from a wildfire in Utah. CPR's Dina Sieg reports.
The Pack Creek Fire has ripped through parts of the LaSalle Mountains in eastern Utah because of strong winds. Those gusts have also pushed smoke into Colorado. It's been thickest on the western slope. Scott Landis is with the Colorado Department of Health and Environment. He says some of the smoke has drifted as far as Metro Denver, but so far it's only hazardous to people with health issues like asthma. However, if the fire keeps growing at this rate, Landis says the air quality could pose some risk to the general public. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
The city council in Steamboat Springs will vote tonight on whether to extend a pause on some short-term rental permits. Last week, the council approved a 90-day moratorium on applications for new vacation homes. The Steamboat Pilot reports that now council members could decide to keep restrictions in place for 6 months. The U.S. House Ethics Committee will not pursue a complaint against Colorado Representative Lauren Boebert. A Democratic House member requested an investigation into whether Boebert and two other Republicans had any ties to those who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, and whether Boebert's public statements might have encouraged them. Boebert denied any connection, and the Ethics Committee voted not to investigate further. It's another hot day across the state, with highs close to 100 along the Front Range, hotter in western Colorado, 80s and 90s in the mountains. This is CPR News.